When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Linnell actually posed this question to me yesterday in the bullpen, and I thought it was phenomenal. I said, you know what? I'm going to steal that. We are going to do that as a radio topic. So credit to Linnell for this.
Picked up the phone and ran with it.
He asked, he said, GP, do you think the Commanders are more likely to win a playoff game or to not make the playoffs at all? This was yesterday, post week 15. So what you're asking me basically is, do I think they are more likely to go 2-1 down the stretch and then find a way to beat Philly or Detroit or Minnesota, I guess, possibly, as the 2 seed in the conference? Or do I think it's more likely that they go 1-2 and miss out on the playoffs? Which, the 1-2 to me would probably be that you beat Dallas in week 18. And my answer was, unfortunately, I think they're more likely to miss the playoffs than to win a playoff game. Because while I think they lose to Philly, and I'm going to pick them to beat the Falcons in Michael Penix's second career start, and I'm going to pick them to beat the Cowboys, and that's 2-1 in the playoffs. I would tell you, Danny, I think it's more likely they make the playoffs than miss the playoffs. Mm-hmm. That's not what he's asking.
That's not the question.
He's asking, are they more likely to win a playoff game? Haven't done that since 05. That means you've got to now go on the road in a playoff environment and win in Detroit, Philly, or Minnesota, or that they lose a home game to a pretty good Atlanta team that can run the football. I think that's probably more likely, the way I'm working everything out in my head.
Yeah, two separate silos here. The most likely scenario, the odds say that, the percentages say that, the math people say that, the analytics folks say that, the schedule says that, their place in the standings says that, they are going to the postseason. But again, put that aside for a second. We're asking of the extremes, what's more likely? Win a playoff game or miss it entirely? And unfortunately, I agree with you. I don't think, so again, it's not to say there's no possibility they could win a playoff game, because who knows? You know, you get Jalen Hurts gets food poisoning the day of the game, or he can't go, or A.J. Brown tweaks something and he can't go. Whatever. I mean, you have no idea. It's why you show up and play. You see what happens. There have been a million upsets. There'll be a million more. But in terms of likelihood, a team that hasn't played their best football since really October, you're looking at, of their last, what, 5 or 6 games, this is not the same team that was running roughshod over people to get to 7-2. Okay? They haven't played as well. That was bound to happen, by the way, but this is the sample we're talking about. 2 of their last 3 games, they have struggled against bad defenses to move the football consistently and put up points. They lost one, could have lost both. So to me, an underachieving finish, given the start, is far more likely, unfortunately, than they go on the road and beat one of the 2 teams with the best record in the NFC.
I want to pose this question to listeners and open up the phones on this at 800-636-1067. Because we're in agreement, so I want to see if there are people that disagree with us out there. 800-636-1067. What do you think is more likely? The Commanders miss the playoffs, which probably means 10-7 and things, you know, don't go their way via tiebreaker, so they're 1-2 in their next 3, or that they win a playoff game. And I keep saying Lions or Eagles, but the Vikings have entered the chat here. I mean, they have the same record after the Detroit loss this weekend. All three teams are 12-2, Detroit, Philly, and Minnesota. So it's not just the Lions or the Eagles, like I've been saying for weeks. It could actually be the Vikings, I suppose, as the number two seed, because Detroit could fall to the five seed at that point as the top wild card, and Philly would be the one seed with the bye. So there's actually three potential destinations. All right, so if we're both in agreement, though, Danny, that they're more likely to miss the playoffs than to win a playoff game, then we need to move the needle down even a little further, which is to say, let's even it out. Would you be more surprised by Washington losing all three games left on their schedule or winning a playoff game?
Winning a playoff game.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Would be more surprising to me.
So you think it's more likely they lose out?
Yeah.
Really?
Than win a playoff game.
And go 9-8
mm-hmm.
and lose to an awful Cowboys team in week 8. Well, they haven't played awful, but at that point, it's week 18 of a lost year with nothing to play for.
Yeah, I've seen that movie before, right? A team with everything on the line at the end of the season against a group with nothing to do. And I've already seen this sample one against Dallas a few weeks ago.
Yeah, but
ago.
You've also seen the win and end game against Dallas.
Sure.
More recently.
Yeah, I have seen that. To me, like the fact that they already lost and played terribly their worst game of the year against Dallas, I got no confidence there that all of a sudden it'll just be different just because.
And you're worried about the Atlanta game?
I'm worried about every game now. I mean, they lost their you just show up and roll the football out and they'll win privilege for me.
Well,
with their last few weeks.
Yeah, for people that hear this and they go, oh, come on, guys, where's your confidence? Or, you know, oh, you guys are so negative. To that, I would say, they haven't beaten anybody good yet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Philly could change that. If they go at home and beat Philly, go out and beat Philly this weekend, and play the game similar to what they did in Philly when they went to the link and had a three-quarter gem and then the fourth-quarter meltdown, and finish it and beat the Eagles, then they're going to get into the playoffs and they have the signature win and whatever. But in the meantime, not only do they only have one impressive outing, really dating back to October 20th when they blew the Panthers out, they haven't beaten a good team. That their best win is a 42-14 shellacking of 7-7 Arizona,
who was terrible when they played them. Arizona's played better since. It's all part of the resume. Now, again, had they beaten the brakes off of Dallas or New Orleans, and you now have an outlier, which is, say, the Dallas game, or you have an outlier, which is, say, the New Orleans game, I'd feel differently. But given the extra rest they had both times, two of their, you know, meh, at best kind of games have come the most recently after extra time to prepare. Hard for me to feel like you're the same juggernaut that, as you alluded to, was beating the brakes off of teams that you're better than. I think Washington has clearly a better resume than Atlanta. That's not up for debate. That's not the question. But the question is, it's a trust factor for me. Do you 100% trust that, you know, a team that has demonstrated weaknesses in a number of areas is just going to play that way against this Washington group that has struggled to run the football against teams that can't stop the run? I don't know. I mean, on paper, Washington's better, but that's not the question.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a 9-5 versus an 8-6 game. It's mm-hmm. toss-up.
Yeah.
You know, you're within a game at that point, obviously. So I will disagree with you on the second hypothetical or the second question, which was, is it more likely that they lose out or win a playoff game? I think it's way is strong, but it's more likely that they win a playoff game, that they go beat Minnesota. Because while the Vikings are 12-2, Sam Darnold is their quarterback, and he has played some bad football games, and he's turned the ball over. That is a game, if you told me, they went to Minnesota in the playoffs, Jaden Daniels was the best player on the field, it's indoors, it's not like you're playing in the snow and the ice-cold conditions, right? You're going, it's room temperature, Daniels balls out, Terry goes for a bill, you turn Sam Darnold over a couple times, and it's a game that comes down to the wire and you beat the Vikings. I would say that's more likely than that you lost three straight. Because now I've got to assume that you lose a toss-up to Atlanta, that you lose a game you should win against Dallas. Just beating a Vikings team that'll probably be favored over you by five and a half points is mathematically a lot, I would say, easier. And the math is on my side on that, I think.